Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Peidal Adamin Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah Peidal Adamin Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Yesh Mutaris of Aleim Vasuris Liv Mayan. There are some women that are mutter to their husbands and usher to the Yavam if they fall to Yibam. Mutaris Liv Mayan Vasuris Liv Aleim. There are some that are mutter to the Yavam and usher to their husbands. Mutaris Ailu Ve'ilu Vasuris Ailu Ve'ilu. Some are mutter to both and some are usher to both. Ve'ilu Mutaris Liv Aleim Vasuris Liv Mayan. The following women are mutter to their husbands and usher to the Yavam. Kain Hedyat Shanasa Salmanam. If you have a Kain Hedyat that marries an Amana, so she's mutter to her husband. Ve'yesh La'ach Kain God also, she's usher to the Yavam. Chalosh Shanasa Ksheira. Ve'yesh La'ach Kasher. Again, she's mutter to her husband, but she's also to the Ach Kasher, Yisrael Shanasa Bas Yisrael, Mutter, but Vyesha Ach Mamzer, so she's also to the Yavam. Mamzer Shanasa Mamzeres, Mutter, Vyesha Ach Yisrael, but he has a brother who's Yisrael, so she's also to the Yavam. In all these cases, she's Mutaris of Alein, Vasuris Liv Mayan. The Elu Mutaris Liv Mayan, Vasuris of Alein, the following women are Mutter to their Yavam, but also to their husbands. Kain Gadol Shakidish Salmanam, so that's Aser, Vyesha Ach Kain Hedit, which is Mutter to Kasher Shanasa Chalala, which is Aser, Vyesha Achal, but she has a brother, it's a chalal, so the chalal is mutter to the chalal. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres, which is aser, but v'yesh le'ach mamzer, that they're mutter to each other. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael, which is aser, v'yesh le'ach Yisrael, the woman is mutter to him. Mutar siv mei vasur zebalein. In all these cases, the woman is mutter to the yavam and aser to the husband. Ve'ilu asur es leilu leilu. Kain gadol shenasa salmanus. Now she turns into a chalala. V'yesh le'ach kain gadol kain hediyot. Even if the brother is only kain hediyot, she's aser to both. Kasher shenasa chalala, v'yishlach kasher. So the chalala is asher to both of them. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres, v'yishlach Yisrael. The mamzeres is asher to both of them. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael, v'yishlach mamzer. The bas Yisrael is asher to both of them. In all these cases, asher is leilu leilu. V'shar kol anashim, and k'mat by all other women, so then she's mutares leilu leilu baleinu leiv man. Says the Mishnah now that she is midivrei sefer. When it comes to women that are asher midrabanan, so if she's a shniyah lebal v'leishniyah liyavam, she's a surah lebal v'mataris liyavam. If she's a shniyah liyavam v'leishniyah lebal, she's a surah liyavam v'mataris lebal. If she's a shniyah lezeh lezeh, she's a surah lezeh lezeh. In any case where a man is married to a shniyah, so then ain't like ksuba, so then she doesn't get her ksuba 100 or 200. V'le pay raise, she doesn't get reimbursed for the pay raise that the husband ate. V'le mizayinah, she doesn't get supported from him. V'le blush, she doesn't get her worn out clothing. V'le vlad kasher, but if they have a child together, the child is going to be kasher. V'kayif and ayisay lahaitzim, we force him to divorce her. Amman al kain gadol gersh v'chutz l'kain hedya. Mamzer shem nisin al yisrael, v'asol l'nasan al mamzer. When it comes to someone who's married to someone who's asr to midah reisa, so then yeshan ksuba, so then there is a ksuba. Now, my area the Tani Nasa Lisni Kiddush. Ask the Gemara on the first case of the Mishnah, an example of a case where the woman is mutter to the husband and Nasa to the Yavam, is a Kain Hedyat Shanasas Almana V'yeshle Ach Kain Gadol. The question is my area the Tani Nasa Lisni Kiddush, the halach would be exactly the same if he was only Mekadisher even without doing Nisuin. V'chitim a time of the Nasa Davli Aseh V'leis Aseh. Then no, it's only because he did Nisuin, so now she's also to the Kain Gadol with Naseh and a Leis Aseh. Of a Kiddush, but if all he did was Kiddushin, so then she's only an Isser Leis Aseh, so then Asi Aseh V'deicha Leis Aseh, we would say that the Aseh of Yibum comes in as Deicha the Leis Aseh. Maybe that's what you would say, but it can't be because Vakula Pirkin, Asev Leisa Seum, Vlayasi Asev Leisa Se. The whole Parakimah, the whole Mishnah, is mostly cases where the woman is also as a Leisa Se, like a case of Mamzer, Mamzeres, so this is a Leisa Se, Leyabu Bikal Hashem. And yet still the Mishnah does not say that Yibam overrides it. And like we've had earlier in the Misafta, because it's the Gzeira Biyarisha, not to be a Shniyah. So says the Gemara, so why does it say Nasa? Mishav the Kabbalah Misni Seif, V'kain Gadol Shen Nasa Salmana. Because in the cases where the woman is Aser, both to the husband and to the Avam, so amongst those cases, we had the Kain Gadol Shen Nasa Salmana, and over there was Dafka Nasa, Dafka Nasa Deshav Yechalala, so now she's Aser to his brother, Avokide Shari Alei, but if all he did was Kedushin, so then she's going to be Motu to the Avam, who's only a Kain Hedyet, so therefore, Tanin Amiresha Nasa. But that's the Gemara, fine, so the Seifa, you have to say Nasa. So now we say Nasa and the Resha to the Seifa, by the time Misham Seifa, listening Misham Mitziasa, there was a case in the middle where it was a case of Kiddush. It was Kain Gadol Shekiddush Es Almana, and therefore she's Aser to the husband. And V'yesh like Ach Kain Hedyet, so she's Mutter to the Yavam. So in there it's Dafka Kiddush, because if the Kain Gadol did Nisuin, she'd become a Chalala and then Aser to the Yavam as well. So there we had the case of Dafka Kiddush. So why don't we say Kiddush in the ratio up to the Mitziyasa? So why are you jumping to the Seifa? So Allah says the Gemara, the reason why it says the case of Nasa and the ratio is Mishum Baspuksa is because of its parallel case, if it's adjoining case, the Kabbalah Misti Chal Shanasa Kshera. Because the very next case, examples of women that are mutter to their husbands and Nasa to the Yavam, is a Chal that does Nisua and has Bia with the Kshera. So there it's Dafka Nisua. That time the Nasa Teshavi Chalala. The reason why she's mutter to the husband but aser to the yavam is because he did nisuin and now she becomes a chalala. Aval kiddush, if all they did was kiddushin, so then shari alei she'd be mutter to the yavam mishamachi katani nasa. So since in the very next case nasa is dafka, so that's when the first case in the Mishnah also speaks by the case of nasa, even though it could have also been a case of kiddush, and the halacha would be exactly the same.